about a year ago, probably last spring almost, I had a request from Patricia, who sits over here in the violin section. She wanted to do something to celebrate her 25 years with Paul, who is sitting here. As we all know, 25 years with anybody is a long time, right? I'm not sure my wife would want to celebrate the 25 years. We made it to 50, though. Something must have been okay. So, she wanted to know if I could write some kind of piece of music to show their life together a little bit. So she gave me some ideas, and because the two of them are so into dancing, country dancing, dance flurries, all kinds of dance events, that kind of gave me a starting point. And Paul runs a lot, I guess, in Washington Park. And let me see, well, that's about it for that part. I didn't write any of this down, you can tell, obviously. But I've been living with her for quite a while. So I wrote something over the summer. Patricia sent me some fiddle tunes that they both like. And in a couple of minutes, we're going to have George Wilson, one of the best of the Northeast fiddlers, come out and demonstrate for you the three fiddle tunes that I took and pretty much took apart. You will see, you'll hear bits and fragments all over the place. The first movement is Running in the Park. It uses a tune called Shenandoah, and I used the tune as a starting point for some energy to make this piece. This is not program music. It is not terribly descriptive. It's just the idea is there. Part two, I couldn't help it. I picked this tune immediately. It said Tipsy Sailor on top. So I think enough can be said about that. That says it all right there. It's a nice tune. And the third movement is my favorite part, where Patricia talked about their love of the country fiddling type dances, but also swing dance, which I happen to like. I can't dance, but I like it. I play it. So I took a tune where the fiddlers will play, and then I wrote a swing tune to go on top of it. The swing tune is played by the back of the orchestra, because they like to play loud and fast. And the country tune is played up here in the front. They take their turns for a while. Then it starts to get down to a thing you do in jazz where you trade fours and you trade twos. You go back and forth between the people in a group. So they play two measures, they play two measures. Till it gets to the end, they're playing two notes and they're playing two notes. Then everybody plays the same thing together in a rock style, so everybody's happy at the end. So I'm going to have George come out here, if he would.
And this is Peter Davis.
I'm only the accompanist.
So, let's see, we're going to play those three twos, but not in the order he said.
That's okay.
Yeah. We're going to start off with the Tipsy Sailor, a jig in 6/8 time, goes jiggity, jiggity, jig. And then we're going to play Ross's Reel number 4.
Don't do number 3.
Number 3, never heard it. Yeah. Then we're going to play Shenandoah Falls. Sometimes known as Shenandoah Falls. Anyway, without further ado, here we go. 2, 3, 4. Hang on, I gotta tighten my bow. Okay, take 2.
I played a very high percentage of correct notes just then.
Yeah. Me too, but they weren't sounding good because the bow was so tight. Okay. Take 2. Here we go. 2, 3, 4.